Wednesday, September 15th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Our subscribers receive a weekly Brazilian operations update. USDA reduced Brazil's second corn crop size by another 1 million metric ton from last month, dropping it from 87 to 86 million metric ton. Average pre-release estimates thought that they would come closer to 85, which is where CONAB, their equivalent to USDA, has already estimated the Brazilian crop. Private estimates down there are still looking for further reductions, closer to 82 million metric ton, but it will take more time for their government estimates to revise theirs lower. Meanwhile, USDA is looking for 118 million metric ton from next season's corn crop, which they have begun planting in Rio Grande do Sul. So far, general rains have provided roughly 3 inches in many areas, provided for excellent germination and stand, so things appear to be off to a good start. However, it is still very early in the season. Dry weather at planting last year hurt yields, which resulted in a first crop production of only 23 million metric tons. This compares to 32 million metric ton that they are estimating for next season. With Safrinha, Portuguese for off-season corn harvesting, finishing, Brazil is temporarily flush with corn as end users had to make other arrangements, either importing corn, reducing capacity, or sourcing alternative supplies. Many export contracts were canceled due to lack of supply, allowing more corn to be available to the domestic margin than originally intended. This is seen as temporary in nature, as Brazil will need the grain in January from the summer crop being planted now. Between now and then, stocks will only tighten, which should provide support for prices. Futures prices are trading around $7.63 a bushel right now, after falling roughly 10% from late July. The trend should see prices remain steady to slightly higher, and they'll be highly sensitive to weather. Brazil stocks are depleted, so any impediment from weather should send prices higher. While good rainfall has fallen in southern Brazil, the second half of September is forecast to be drier. This will allow farmers to make good planting progress, but on the other hand could negatively impact germination on recently planted crops. There is generally not enough moisture in the soil to allow crops to germinate after several months of dry season. Therefore, rainfall is needed to achieve solid germination. Planting progress is around 15% complete for summer crop corn, so the bulk of the crop is yet to be planted. Traders will be watching closely the rainfall in southern Brazil, which could impact the first crop of corn, and next month will turn their attention to the rainfall in the center-west region around Mato Grosso as they look to begin planting soybeans. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. It was about time for another truck strike in Brazil. Brazilian truck drivers staged their strike and blockade last Wednesday, which lasted 24 hours. The blockade was spread out across 16 states, but was not set up to protest any specific issue. Rather, it was highlighting the political and social tensions taking place in Brazil by wanting to show support for President Bolsonaro. Trucker strikes are an almost annual occurrence in Brazil. While they are temporary in nature, they are successful in garnering attention toward whatever issue they protest, as they can still have a major impact on the nation's supply chain. One of the worst trucker strikes occurred in 2018 when it lasted about a week. Grocery stores began running out of produce and hospitals began running out of medical supplies, showing how reliant they are on ground transportation. Brazil has a new environmentally friendly ethanol pipeline. Speaking of Brazil's dependency on trucker freight, Brazil took a small step forward to reduce their reliance on trucks. Brazil exported 40 million liters of ethanol to California, using a new pipeline system that originated in Uberaba, Mato Grosso, running nearly 500 miles all the way to the port of Rio de Janeiro. This eliminated the need for 800 trucks, which would have otherwise been used to transport all this fuel to the port. It was part of their strategy to send this ethanol to California, as the California government would pay a premium of $8 per liter, $2.11 a gallon due to Brazil's new environmentally friendly pipeline system. According to the Brazil Ethanol Association, this could make ethanol from Brazilian sugarcane more competitive than corn ethanol in the Midwest. The pipeline has been 10 years in the making. They expect other extensions to this pipeline as time goes on. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.